Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
On True Crime Today, evidence introduced into the murder trial of Keefe D for the murder of Tupac Shakur that implicates Sean Diddy Combs as the man ordering the hit. Yes, you heard that right. We're going to talk about that next.
This is True Crime Today. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The murder of Tupac Shakur, I have been following this and watching this literally since 1996. And this last week, new information released by the prosecution of Keefe D to the court, introduced to the court, placing Sean Diddy in the role of ordering the hit on Tupac Shakur. Why is this important? Why is this such a big deal? Because it's the biggest news since Tupac was announced being dead in 1996. This is the first time in a court of law we are seeing evidence by prosecutors that states Sean Diddy Combs allegedly ordered the hit on Tupac to gang members. And eventually that landed with Keefe D, who is now facing trial for the murder of Tupac Shakur. What does this mean for Diddy? What does this mean for Keefe D? Well, it means a lot, actually. The newly released documents, 180 pages. And here's what I got to say about this. Newly released, newly revealed, newly introduced into court. These are not new conversations. I took back in 2009 with Keefe D, where he alleges that Diddy offered millions of dollars to orchestrate the hit on Tupac and Death Row Records mogul Suge Knight. That marks a dramatic turn, but not just in the legal case against Keefe D, but potentially for Diddy as well. This case takes a turn most of us, I don't want to say never thought expected, but come on, I think at the end of the day, a lot of us thought they'll never be able to prove this, if it's true. Prosecutors have included Keefe D's interview now as a cornerstone of their argument, framing him as a critical link in the chain of events that ended Tupac's life on a Las Vegas strip nearly 30 years ago. Keefe's words that Diddy is the boss harbored a grudge so deep against Suge Knight that he was allegedly willing to pay millions to have both Knight and Tupac eliminated. They aren't just whispers anymore. They're now part of the official record. And that's a game changer. To understand why Diddy's alleged involvement is such a monumental revelation, we need to step back into the chaotic, volatile atmosphere of the 1990s hip-hop scene. The East Coast versus the West Coast rivalry. It wasn't just lyrical warfare. It was life and death back then, and it was deeply entrenched in the culture and personal conflict, fueled by pride, power, profit, ego, all that. At the heart of it were two towering figures, Tupac Shakur representing Death Row Records and the West Coast, and the notorious B.I.G. along with Bad Boy Records and Diddy and the East Coast. Behind them stood Suge Knight and Sean Diddy Combs, two moguls whose rivalry often spilled out of the recording studios and into the streets. The animosity between these camps was not just about music. It was personal. Suge Knight's reputation was ruthless, an intimidating figure in the industry, matched by his public disdain for Diddy, whom he saw as a threat to his empire. The infamous moment at the 1995 Source Awards, where Suge took a not-so-subtle dab at Diddy's tendency to appear on his artist's music videos, was just one of many provocations that deepened the divide. For Diddy, the hostility was not just professional, it was dangerous. Allegedly, he feared Suge's growing influence and was desperate to neutralize the threat that he posed. And this makes a lot more sense now. Now that we have seen the allegations and heard the allegations of the lengths that Diddy supposedly or allegedly would go to silence people about the things he was up to. We're not talking about freak-offs here. We're talking about life and death. We're talking about silencing enemies. We're talking about eliminating threats to his ability to make money or not make as much money. Because let's be honest, look, if Tupac survived and Biggie survived, everybody would make their money. Probably actually a lot more than if they were both dead. Although that can be argued too. At that point in time, it shows, okay, this guy has no borders. He has no boundaries. He'll go to any length possible to eliminate anything that is going to possibly be a discomfort, a hurt, a financial roadblock to whatever he wanted to do. And historically, after that, we now have kind of seen that. And the new accounts that have come out involving sexual trafficking, coercion, you name it. They're all allegations, though. According to Keefe D's account, this fear and animosity reached a breaking point, leading Diddy to make that fateful offer millions in exchange for the deaths of Tupac and Suge Knight. Keefe alleges that Diddy's hatred for Suge was so intense that it drove him to take extreme measures, turning to the Southside Crips as the executioners of this plan. Keefe's own role, overseeing the gang members involved, places him as the linchpin of the alleged conspiracy. Imagine that. One of the most powerful figures in music, accused outright of making the ultimate decision to silence one of the most iconic voices in hip-hop, according to Keefe. When it was asked if Diddy ordered the hit, his answer was chillingly directed, "Yeah." It's the kind of statement that makes your stomach drop because it puts a name to the conspiracy that's been whispered about for three decades. And now, coming from a man who claims he oversaw the very crews who carried it out, and the government thinks so too. That's why he's on trial for murder. And the government wants to get to the bottom of it. They're not just going to go, yeah, Keefe's part of this gang. He did it. He just kind of had a bad day and thought, let's go kill Tupac. No, what was the motivation? What led you to do this? Because hits are hits. They're not normally just, hey, one guy decides to go and shoot somebody. Mm-mm. Lots of people involved, especially on something like this. And really the only reason we're hearing about it and that we know about it is because these are famous people. Hits happen every single time, every single day in the gang world. You don't hear about them very often because, well, they're common. And they're for people that nobody really knows. It isn't just a fleeting mention here either. Diddy's name appears 47 times in this document. That was introduced by the government into this case. I think that is the biggest point of this. The government is literally putting into their theory, into their prosecution, into their case in chief, that Diddy played a role in influencing Keefe D to place or to carry out the hit on Tupac. That's what makes this so big. It's not just internet rumors anymore. It's not just some interview that Keefe did years ago. It's being introduced as evidence. That's what makes this big. Diddy's name appears, like I said, 47 times in the document. It's not an accident. It's a strategy. It isn't tabloid fodder anymore either. It is evidence. Keefe's statements, his account of Diddy's alleged offer of millions, and the hatred that drove it, are being used to paint a picture of a carefully orchestrated conspiracy. And for the first time, we're seeing Diddy's name formally tied to the crime in legal context. Again, why does this matter? Because this isn't about Tupac anymore. It's about accountability. It's about peeling back the layers of an industry feud that's been romanticized and mythologized now for decades and showing us the ugly truth behind it. If prosecutors can make this stick, it's not just Keefe D who's going down. It's Diddy as well. Now, keep in mind, Diddy already has a lot of things he's going down for, but add murder to it. This is the second time in a week murder was the case that's been floated around and allegations against Diddy. We were just talking about allegations that Diddy may have had something to do with the death of Kim Porter. Allegations made by Albie Shore in the Diddy documentary on Peacock right now, Diddy, the Making of a Bad Boy. And now we're seeing it introduced into court in a completely different case. Let's not kid ourselves here. This is going to be a hell of a fight in court. Keefe D's testimony is one thing. It's not going to be enough on its own, though. Prosecutors are going to need more than words to build a case against Diddy. They'll need corroborating evidence, communications, financial records, maybe even other witnesses willing to come forward, and that's where things get a little tricky. Keefe D isn't exactly a pristine witness here. He's on trial for murder. It's in his best interest to say somebody else did this. But he made these statements in 2009, well before he was charged for anything. So it's not like, ooh, let me say these things here real quick and then create this other motive, create this other side story, create a third-party culprit. Mm-mm. This has already been out there on the record, just unchecked for a long time. His history is checkered, to say the least. The defense attorneys are going to undoubtedly pick apart his credibility. Is he saying all of this to save his own skin? Is he trading sensational claims for leniency? Those are questions that will hang over every word he said in that 2009 interview. But keep in mind context, like I said, this was before any sort of charges, so it not really is something he'd be saying out loud to cover his own butt at the time. He was a free man then. That's, you know, almost 15, 16 years ago. Let's talk about the elephant in the room as well, time. It's been almost 30 years since Tupac's murder. While there's no statute of limitations on murder, conspiracy charges often come with a clock. And even if prosecutors decide to go after Diddy, they'll face an uphill battle convincing a jury after all of these years. But make no mistake, this is a seismic moment. For decades, Diddy's name has been floated in whispers, rumors, barbershop conversations, blog posts, but now it's in black and white in a prosecutorial document tied directly to the motive and the defense plans to introduce into the Keefe D trial. That is what changes everything. For Diddy, this isn't just another rumor to bat away. He's already in federal custody on the unrelated charges. Allegations add another layer of complexity to his legal personal challenges now. He's already facing human trafficking, racketeering, charges. And those racketeering charges, that right there is what opens up the door even further to look into previous possible crimes, even areas where statute of limitations may have expired. Murder, like I said, no expiration. Conspiracy? Got to look at that. But with the racketeering charges, the RICO charges, as you commonly hear them, that is just like a gateway to look at anything you want. So what does it mean? What's going to happen next? Well, the kind of forces us to confront the dark underbelly of this industry that we've been looking at for years. And then sometimes going, la, 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 I don't know anything. Oh, you have that that Soul Train Award in your background of the video where you're raping a 14-year-old girl, R. Kelly? Okay, great. But I really want to hear the remix to Ignition again, which is kind of what we did in the early 2000s. Oh, yeah. And I want to step to the name of love when I'm getting married, even though we just saw you on video a few years ago raping a child. But he was found innocent on that one. He got off on that one somehow. But we all know what it was. We saw the fucking video. We have a good way of having selective interest and selective thinking when it comes to the music industry. We like this. We don't like that. We can kind of see this guy this way and kind of not that guy that way. At the end of the day, there's a lot of really shitty dark people there that, let's be honest, made good music. Can you still listen to it? I think that's a personal choice of your own. The East Coast versus West Coast feud is what we're going back to here. And it wasn't a marketing ploy. It was real. It was deadly. And if these allegations hold weight, it was orchestrated at levels I don't think anybody thought were really possible, because of the danger of getting caught. That's the thing. Getting caught would have been so dangerous, such a real possibility. I don't know that a lot of us really thought he really would have gone that far to do this. It's really just probably part of our naivete and celebrity culture and not wanting to really accept the underbelly of what some of this is. So where does that leave us in this? With more questions and answers, as always, could this be the breakthrough that finally brings justice for Tupac Shakur? Or is it just another twist in a case defined by half-truths and dead ends and dead people? If the prosecutors are willing to bring Diddy's name into this, what else are they willing to uncover? One thing's for sure, this story is not over, not by a long shot, and it just got a brand new beginning.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At WashableSofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit WashableSofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit WashableSofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.